Maggie Motors pregame here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM. Jeff Blankman joined right now by Craig Rowetter, of course, the head coach for the Carroll Tigers. And coach, I think I said this to you last Saturday morning on the coaches show, but congratulations, that first career victory as the head coach for the Carroll Tigers had last week, had to feel pretty good.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it. It definitely wasn't a solo act. You know, I have some great assistant coaches, and the kids really performed well for us.
Let's talk a little bit about prep this week. That win had to really generate some excitement, especially the way you guys went out and dominated that football game. So did the kids come in this week, it seems like, really focused?
Yeah, we've had a great week of prep so far this week. I think that definitely after a win, you got to have a little more energy and pep in your step, coaches included. But we've kind of buckled down. Always after a win, I feel like I'm maybe a little more critical, because you can hammer on them a little. They're not feeling bad about themselves, so you can kind of critique a little more. So we did switch around, you know, a couple things, and just kind of nitpick some technique and scheme. And so I think we'll be ready to go, though.
What were the things you focused on then and kind of nitpicked on this week?
Oh, just staying on blocks, especially up front. It seemed like we did a nice job at the first level, you know, last week. The first week, we did not. We kind of wanted to run up to get our linemen on the safeties 20 yards down the field while they were making tackles for loss. So we have to, you know, take care of that first level first and then get up to the linebackers. What we'll see this week, we think, is a four-man front, a 4-3. So that switches up a little bit, since we've seen an odd front the last 2 weeks with Dennison and Gilbert played in that 3-3 or 3-4 respectively. And so there's just a couple scheme things, but you know, if we do get that 4-3 look, I'll be pretty happy, I think, with our game plan.
Coach, you mentioned, blocking up front. They do not look real big. They've got one pretty good size guy, about 280 on that defensive front. But size-wise, not real big. How do you feel about the matchup up front?
Yeah, I think, we match up fine there. Like you said, the number 60, you know, he's 280, and then they got one DN's a little bit bigger at 240, but then the other two are 225 and 190, so it's not, you know, super imposing. They are taller, taller kids. I think they're all over 6'2", but, you know, I think we'll match up fine up front and definitely shouldn't be overwhelmed by their size anyway.
Feel like you can attack the secondary when you want to throw?
Yeah, and I think that kind of portrayed from last week. As far, I don't know if we actually did. We might have run three or four, maybe straight drop back passes. Otherwise, a lot of it was predicated off our play action. You know, once we get that run game going, and again, not to keep hammering on week one, but week one we didn't have too much success with the run game to set up our pass. And then last week you saw when you're able to run it, you know, 6, 7, 8 yards a pop. Those the play action, the bootlegs, that those are wide open, and especially when they're worried about stopping the run, you know, then Ethan has plenty of time to locate his targets.
Speaking of the run game, Cooper Ludwig off to a nice start, had a good game last week. Ethan Lingling capable of running at quarterback. Where do you attack these guys with the run game?
We'll do us. You know, we'll have our inside trap with Cooper. Also, we got our belly going off tackle. You know, last week that actually probably set up our trap more so against that odd front. But we'll hit in and out, and we even got, you know, Zach Dirks had a nice job. He was he's right at 50 yards.
Yep.
Rushing, I think, just on the sweeps last week. And then once you get those linebackers widening out because they're worried about Zach's speed, and that's when you get those gashes up the middle.
Coach, defensively, you take away that opening kickoff, which goes against special teams. The defense pitches a shutout last week. Energy level probably really good. What do they got to do to be that successful, or at least successful again this week?
Yeah, we'll be definitely tested this week. We're going to see by far the best quarterback that we've seen all year to this point, and possibly the best quarterback we will see. With the Schubert kid, you know, he's 6'3", 190, and can run like a deer. So he's their main running threat and passing threat. He throws the ball really well. if he has time. So it's going to be our best coverage will be a good pass rush like it always is. So it's going to really be on Tanner Ponto and Dominic Sims to get pressure like they did last week off the edge, but not get too far upfield. Because if they get washed by and he's off to the races, we're going to be in trouble.
Coach, which worries you more about the Schubert kid, his arm or his ability to improvise and scramble and run?
You know, it's not just improvising because they have a lot of design quarterback draws and quarterback counters built into their offense. So, you know, he's a very effective runner, but, you know, I would say the passing game, as long as we cannot give up those big explosive plays down the field, you know, even if he does get off running or scrambling, if we can keep it in front of us, I think we'll be better suited that way. So I guess the anything deep in the passing game probably is the most concerning at this point.
Do you feel like the secondary matches up pretty well?
Yeah, they have one kind of a what I would call a speed guy, you know, in their slot receiver type, Johan's kid. He's not very big. He's 5'7", 150, but it kind of reminds you a little bit of Dirks, you know, as far as that slot receiver that can get behind you in a hurry. So we'll kind of have to be a little bit cognizant of where he is, but, you know, the rest of them, I think we match up fine. And it's not like we're slow in the secondary either with Mackey and Remy Richardson back there. So, and then Jack will kind of be in charge of helping out over the slots.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, appreciate you joining us here on the Mackey Motors at pregame. Wish you the best of luck coming up and looking forward to getting a chance to call your guys' game coming up tonight.
You bet. Appreciate all the coverage, Jeff. Go Tigers.
You bet. Head coach again, Craig Rowetter again with the Carroll Tigers. We'll be back. Cade Chable going to be joining me next for the broadcast right here on the Mackey Motors pregame on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM.